Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. In today's Crypto Corner, non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, are continuing to explode in popularity. Sales of NFTs, in fact, notched a new record in the third quarter to hit more than $10 billion in total sales. That was up eightfold from the prior quarter, according to a tally from Dapp Radar. Some of that might be pure speculation on random digital collectibles, but some of it is coming from some big-name brands working on wearable products being sold in the metaverse. The latest examples of just that are coming from the fashion world, with the likes of Dolce & Gabbana, their physical crown, coupled with a digital version, selling for more than $1.4 million at a recent auction. And for more on the potential upside of NFTs in the fashion space, happy to welcome back into the show Megan Casper, Magnetic Managing Director and member of the group who won that Dolce & Gabbana crown, alongside Natalia Modanova, the co-founder of DressX, a digital startup helping major fashion names offer 3D wearable NFTs for customers through their app and elsewhere around the metaverse. And guys, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today. And when we look at this one, Megan, I should kick this off with you and note that you are an investor in DressX, hence why we have you both on the show today. But talk to me about why you're so bullish on 3D fashion, wearable fashion, particularly in the NFT space, and the future prospects it offers in the metaverse.
Well, for one, Zach, the fashion industry alone is $2.7 trillion. And we foresee that at least doubling over the next two decades because of digital fashion. Digital fashion wearables give a new utility to fashion in general, and it takes fashion to a sustainability level where all the fashion that you're wearing, kind of like the earrings I have on in the digital world, are not produced physically. So it becomes a very large ESG investment. And these NFTs, the majority of NFTs right now are all in the Ethereum ecosystem. So that's another proponent that's propelling the Ethereum market cap. But we're going to see more NFTs proliferate, I think, just in specifically fashion. So there's 12 large categories in NFTs, but fashion alone has the largest potential for disruption.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time we're showing NFT. Thank you for sporting them on the interview today. This is the first time, certainly at Yahoo Finance, I think the first time in a few places. And Natalia, I mean, when we look at the opportunities here, you guys are working with names that people recognize in fashion to build these things and offer them out to the public. I mean, talk to me about the demand you're now seeing from those companies that may not be used to doing this and kind of their excitement in joining in the wave.
Sure. So our goal at DressX to open up the new domain for fashion brands and to open up the new category for fashion brands, which is digital fashion. And there is a space for luxury digital fashion and mass market digital fashion. Of course, sustainability aspect is very important for us from the day one, because a digital item emits on average 97% less of the carbon footprint than the physical one. So we believe that in many, many use cases, it is viable and worth it to switch into wearing digital fashion. And it's also democratization of fashion. But with NFTs, we open up the opportunity of having a luxury category for digital, because with NFTs, it is unique and it is possible to open up the secondary market and resell opportunity. Resale models are growing, and this is something that driving the traditional market. So we know about companies like StockX, RealReal, and all this model, it's growing. And now fashion industry recognizes that, but definitely in digital fashion, this is something that is going to be a big market as well. There is a data that 9% of closing is purchased for the sake of content creation. And if we turn this 9% on consumption of digital fashion, mentioned, that's already a big market. And gaming industry and the rise of the virtual worlds also open up this big opportunity. And recently, we finished the auction with Balmain, where the unique fire flame dress was sold for $10,000, and only the owner of this NFT, it was only digital, and only the owner of the NFT will be able to wear it in AR, in augmented reality, just the way that I'm wearing this hat right now. And this is a great new universe for NFTs and wearing and actually using digital assets that you're owning.
So what kind of price range are we talking about? I mean, I realize that the case for digital use, but at the end of the day, people also spend money to step outside their homes and use in real life. So I'm wondering who you're appealing to. How broad do you think the market is?
The market is pretty broad, so because the AR technology opens up the possibility to democratize fashion, we can actually address the audience who would wear something like a mass market and would be in a like middle and lower price category, also because it's just on the tips of your fingers. And at the same time, with the possibility of implementation of NFTs, we open up this higher price category where digital only items can be priced hundreds, thousands of dollars. And that's an example of what actually like Megan is wearing the crown now. And this is something that is unique and it only exists in one copy. And that's like her NFT, and that's why she can wear it. And that can go in the prices similar to the price of the physical item and up. Yeah. So there is a big opportunity.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if you knew I was a sucker for bucket hats, so to bring one on here, an NFT that has flowers grown out of it, I also enjoy what we're seeing here on the show today. But Megan, I mean, when we talk about the long-term growth potential, right, obviously DressX has shown a lot of the potential here in being the first to move on this space and a leader in the e-commerce digital NFT space. When you look at kind of the mainstream consumer, right, we're talking about clothes I'm wearing right now. I think, I don't know, this might be from Banana Republic. When we're talking about the opportunities for mainstream fashion to offer some of these things to more maybe applicable prices for mainstream purchasers of clothes, I mean, talk to me about the opportunity there, or if you're looking at this investment space as strictly maybe on the higher end.
Well, you have both. So you have platforms like DressX that can offer a wide range of items. I see DressX as sort of the Net-a-Porter 2.0 of the metaverse. And then you'll have a whole category of higher end luxury items, similar to what we bought, the crown from Dolce & Gabbana, like you said, was over $1 million, and a few of their other items, which were jackets. These are couture pieces. So the industry can span from median to lower dollar apparel all the way up to higher priced items like the Doge crown.
And lastly, I mean, Antonio, when we think about kind of how it all works together, right, you know, it's fun to be able to wear wherever you are, right? And that's going to take, I suppose, AR technology coming along a little bit more if you want to just see it around town. But for now, you guys are using this right now on our video call. So there are real, and we've all been working from home, so there are real use cases right now. But I mean, talk to me about working across those. I know I was just playing around with DressX. It seems like it's integrated with Snapchat as well. The technology in that, in terms of being an important piece that DressX and others are working on too. I mean, how far off is that technology from becoming something that I know young people might be using it now, but everybody might be using it?
So I would say that AR implementation and AR use case for fashion NFTs is something that has the biggest potential so far at the moment, just because we all have our own bodies and we don't need any kind of 3D avatars to appear on the screen. We all have some kind of device which will help us to show ourselves on the screen. And that's why it opens up the biggest market and the biggest opportunity. And that's why we are focusing now on developing the AR fashion NFTs and launching the marketplace where all the items, all the NFTs will be wearable in AR. Of course, the other use cases will follow, and they are already popping up when you can wear some of the items in the gaming environment and virtual world, but it is way more limited compared to AR use case at the moment. Of course, virtual and VR use will be more widespread moving forward, but mm-hmm. the biggest opportunity now for sure in augmented reality. That's why DressX is developing and pioneering in this direction.
Well, we're gonna have to talk with my team here and figure out how I can get a flower growing bucket hat for the next time we have both you guys on. But appreciate you coming on to chat. The opportunity is there. It's exciting times. Natalia Modenova, DressX co-founder, alongside Megan Casper, Magnetic Managing Director. Thanks again for chatting with us today, guys.